Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in. You are listening to episode 6 titled Your Spiritual Checkup Part 4. Hey you guys, this is Kelsey Millay and I am your host here on the Let Him In podcast where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts, impressions, and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. Today, we are wrapping up the spiritual checkup, where we have been diving into different parts of our relationship with God and giving them a quick evaluation. The topic for today is time. If you are familiar with the 7 love languages, you will know that time is one of the most common ones for people, which to me is no surprise because it makes perfect sense that you need to spend time with someone in order for that relationship to grow. As I was thinking about this topic, I brought it up with my husband and we were just chatting and he made such a good point. He always likes to reference our own relationship with our kids and then relate it to our relationship with God, which always makes so much more sense to me. So while we were chatting, he brought up how we spend a lot of time with our kids, specifically me. I have super young kids, so we all obviously live together and most of them are home all day with me and all night and all the things. So yes, we spend a lot of time together. But what Eric was bringing up and asked me was how much of that time is intentional quality time versus just me and my kids being in the same room together. So my 2 oldest kids are 8 and 6 and they have come to love cooking and baking, which is so fun for me because I also love to cook and bake. So it has been a blast having them be in the kitchen with me. And one of my favorite things to do, it's hands-on and we turn on music and it's always such a good time. And I think of that type of a situation versus having my same 2 kids sitting in the kitchen working on homework while I am maybe cleaning the kitchen or something like that. We are the same people. We are in the same room and maybe even spending the same amount of time that we would have been as we would cooking. But it is a night and day difference of how we are using that time and how that is growing or not growing our relationship. Does that make sense? It was such an aha moment for me to think about this in the context of our relationship with our Heavenly Father. I mean, how much time are we maybe in the same room as God versus how much time are we spending with Him that is quality time? I'm just picturing the experience of being in church while really not being in church. I mean, this kind of just comes with having little kids. You're sitting on the bench, you're trying to listen to the speaker, but kids are fighting, cereal is spilled everywhere, everyone wants the same crayon. Maybe you can relate to this. I want to make it clear that the effort of showing up and at least being in the same room as God is worth continuing, right? 100% yes. But how different is that type of experience when you're just in the same room as Him versus when we decide to wake up early and spend 10 intentional quality minutes with God uninterrupted? These small moments really can make a difference in our day and they can add up. It may only be 2 minutes in the car before your kids hop in from school, and then maybe it's another 5 minutes that you get when you are laying down in bed at night before going to sleep. Whatever it looks like for you and however many minutes it may or not be, to me, I truly believe doesn't matter. It's not necessarily how much time, but the quality of time during those minutes. In Revelations 3:20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." In the part 1 episode of Your Spiritual Checkup, I referenced this image of Christ standing at the door with no doorknob, and I just have to bring it up a bit again because to me, it just so clearly shows how God and our Savior are always right there. They are willing and wanting to be a part of each of our lives. But it is our job to decide to let them in. That is our own free agency, and it is a choice that we each individually have to make every single day. We have to decide that we want to let him in, that we want to give up 5 minutes of scrolling on our phones before going to bed instead of and turn that into 5 minutes of time with our Heavenly Father to talk about our day. Or maybe it's making a quick gratitude list at the end of the day and thanking God for our blessings. This quality time, I think, is going to look different for each one of us. Just like with our earthly relationships, quality time doesn't look the same with each individual. But at the end of the day, I really don't think it matters what that quality time looks like as long as it's there. Intentionally there and with intentional purpose. You guys, I know that as we add this quality time into our day, no matter what the quantity looks like, our Heavenly Father is going to draw closer to us and us to Him. Okay, that is all I have. To wrap up this spiritual checkup, I just want to say that I know by focusing and strengthening these four different areas, communication, love, service, and time, we are going to strengthen our relationship with God. And not just strengthen our relationship, but it is also going to help us in getting to know Him better. And how can we expect to hear Him if we don't know Him or recognize Him? I want to bring up one last point. I know there are always things that we can do to improve, and there's always these things that we can do to be better. And sometimes that list can get long and overwhelming super fast. So over the last 4 days, as we have done this little mini evaluation on your relationship with God, I really hope that you take a minute and only focus on what you need at this moment. Just figure out what it is that you need to really focus in to strengthen your relationship with God at this moment. And then once you get that figured out and you get those habits into place, then come back for the rest. We have time to grow, and we don't need to rush and feel like we have to do and improve and change everything this second. I feel like it's during those times that we add a whole bunch of new changes and habits to our day that we can get buried real quick and get burned out really quick. There is a quote by Juan Pablo that says, "Next time you feel agitated because you are falling back into past patterns, remember that simply being aware that you are repeating the past is a sign of progress." Today's thought is, in which area of my relationship with God am I going to focus on now? Communication, love, service, or time? If you enjoyed going through this spiritual checkup or have been inspired by anything in the podcast so far, would you do me a favor and write me a review and leave a rating? By you doing this, it helps the podcast more than you know in getting out there and having it easier for others to find and enjoy. I love you guys, and leaving you today with hopefully a little more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God.